Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, FDA approves AstraZeneca's Fasenra as a new treatment for hypereosinophilic syndrome in patients 12 years and older. The FDA places a full clinical hold on Aardvark Therapeutics' ARD-101 program, and B1 Medicine's co-founder and CEO John Euler touches on building an oncology powerhouse from a disruptive idea and playing the long game on speed, science, and scale. The FDA has approved Fasenra, AstraZeneca's benralizumab, an IL-5 receptor alpha-directed monoclonal antibody, for the treatment of patients 12 years and older with hypereosinophilic syndrome without an identifiable non-hematologic secondary cause, adding a new indication to a drug already approved for severe eosinophilic asthma and eosinophilic granulomatosis with polyangiitis. The approval was based on data from the Phase 3 Natron trial, in which Fasenra administered as a 30 mg subcutaneous injection every 4 weeks reduced the risk of HES worsening or flare by 65% versus placebo added to background therapy over 24 weeks, also demonstrating improvements in flare frequency, annualized flare rates, and patient-reported fatigue scores. FDA has placed a full clinical hold on Aardvark Therapeutics' investigational new drug application for ARD-101, an oral small molecule bitter taste receptor agonist designed to stimulate gut peptide hormone release to suppress hunger, halting all ongoing studies, including the Phase 3 HERO trial and its open-label extension evaluating ARD-101 for hyperphagia associated with Prader-Willi syndrome. The hold formalizes a voluntary pause in enrollment and dosing that Aardvark had announced in February 2026 after identifying a dose-dependent, reversible cardiac QRS prolongation signal. And the company says it is in active discussions with the FDA to determine a path forward, with plans to unblind accumulated clinical data across both trials to assess efficacy and safety. Finally, John Euler, co-founder and CEO of B1 Medicines, in a wide-ranging conversation, notes how he has built one of oncology's fastest-rising pharmaceutical companies from a disruptive founding idea into a global operation with three commercially approved medicines, including today's FDA-approved Bakalsi for mantle cell lymphoma and a pipeline spanning more than 50 clinical programs. Euler reflects on B1's operating philosophy of speed and scientific rigor as complementary rather than competing priorities, on how the company's dual China and global operating model has created structural advantages in development cost and patient access, and on what it means to play the long game in oncology at a time when the competitive and regulatory environment is shifting rapidly beneath every major player in the space. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.